Sahanavavatu, sahanabhunaktu, sahavirayankaravavahai, rejasvinavaditamastamavidvishavahai, Om Shanti 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 Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Okay, the protection of this is study guide. Okay, prescribed duties for mankind. Right, so now we'll see what is the prescribed duties. Not as much as what are the duties to do, but how mankind's duty is to connect themselves to the Supreme. Right, because now we're going to remove more of this attachment to mundane aspects. So now we've dealt with liberation, we've dealt with karma, we've dealt with the Dharma. So these are more, in one sense, easier to deal with. That's why devotees can throw them out so easy. Right? But now when we get down to pranamoy, down to morality, now that's a tough one. Right? That's the whole basis of the modern society, is morality that's not based on God consciousness, so it's not based on Dharma. So it's a harder one to give up. Okay, so then here we have chapter 1, the history of the life of Ajamil. Chapter 2, Ajamil delivered by the Vishnu Dutas. Chapter 3, Yamaraj instructs his messengers. Aha. Oh, okay. Okay. So this just takes us partway through here. Okay. But it means on Monday we'll get it. So this just has to get us through the next 8 minutes.
Yes.
Okay.
Possibly past 1 on Monday,
Oh, okay. What time the Bodhisattva will arrive with his backpack, right? Canto 6, Preface. Okay, so. In his summary to the, that's preface, not breakfast. Breakfast. You know what you, after you get up in the morning, you're hungry, the first thing you eat? That's preface.
I didn't know about breakfast.
Yeah, that's what you hear them say that in India. Breakfast. Somehow they don't know how to say breakfast.
No.
Push potatoes.
Smush potatoes
and breakfast. Yes. Okay. Yes. In his summary to the first chapter of the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada writes, throughout Srimad Bhagavatam there are descriptions of 10 subject matters, including creation, subsequent creation, so that means primary, subsequent, and secondary, and the planetary systems, which we just dealt with very nicely there. Footnote 1. The 10 topics of the Srimad Bhagavatam were described in Srimad Bhagavatam 2.10.1. Atar sargo visargas cha stanam poshanam utayaha manvantaresh vanu tata nirodho muktir ashraya. Shisugudev Goswami said, in the Srimad Bhagavatam there are 10 divisions of statements regarding the following: the creation of the universe, subcreation, planetary systems, protection by the Lord, the creative impetus, the change of the manus, the science of God, returning home, back to Godhead, liberation, and the summum bonum. Right? But they're not in that one canto is one thing. They'll be all over the place as the conversation goes. Some try to stick the cantos into this, it won't work. It may have a major thing, so you see this canto is called, what was it? Creative impetus. But it also has other things within it. But that's the uniqueness of here, is that it brings out, is that the Lord created all this. The universal form is there, so that gives us an opportunity to come back to Him. Right? So, depending, people take advantage, they go back to Godhead. they take advantage in a pious, not devotionally, but piously, then they go up. They take advantage of it without being pious, they go down. Yes. Sugata, yes.
Candlesticks describe duties for mankind. Is that one of these 10 items?
Well, it'd be in within the manus. It would be up in the how you say the we said the creative impetus. It's all mixed in there, because something like what duty is mankind, that goes with everybody, because mankind goes with manus, right? So then we have, but then yeah. So. Poshana. Okay, so then prescribed duties is poshana, how you maintain. Sukadeva Goswami, the speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam, has already described creation, subsequent creation, and the planetary systems in the third, fourth, and fifth cantos. Now in the sixth canto, which consists of 19 chapters, he will describe poshana, or protection by the Lord. Right? So you're protected by the performance of your duties in connection with him. Right? Do everything for Krishna, you're protected. What's that everything? What's the prescribed duties? Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur glosses. The fifth canto describes sthana, the maintenance of the inhabitants of Bhuloka, Patal, and heavenly planets, who are situated there with their rules for living. The protection given to devotees, even if they sometimes transgress the laws of Dharma, is called poshana by the wise. Right? So sthana means it's maintained. Poshana means, it's how you say, protection. Protection, I think, sometimes also called nourishment, like this. By the wise, right? The unwise, they have other opinions, but we're not worried about that. Right? Sinful Ajamiya is considered a devotee, and Indra, even though he was offensive to Guru, is also considered a devotee. Otherwise, how do they get put back in their positions? How do they work? So this is what we're supposed to learn. We're supposed to learn if someone does something wrong, how to correct it. If they just don't want to be correct, then they're on their own. But if they want to, then we try to do, because one soul, Prabhupada says, if one person goes back to Godhead, all the work he did is worthwhile. Like that. So a whole mission can be started even if one person takes advantage. Because one person is a living and is the servant of the Lord. So that means how valuable is the Lord and the devotees. If all this effort in one person becomes God conscious. So that means then how much more important many people become. So if the point of it is worth it for one, then it's worth it for many. You're like in the Vedic system, a teacher has one disciple, he teaches. The modern system, can't fill a classroom with 25 students, they don't make a class. They try to stick them in with other people. Does that make sense? So we see there's a difference. It's worth for one, so therefore one is there. And so then, as Mataji said, people get bent out of shape. Why are they bent out of shape? What's their position to get bent out of shape? Who are they to get bent out of shape? And so therefore there's some misunderstanding. So that means not only the person who's done something wrong, but the people who think they've done something wrong and are unexcusable. They have to be corrected. Right? Those who are innocent don't know, then it has to be explained what's going on. It's very easy. Gurus fall down. You explain it nicely. The neophytes go on quite fine. They can be inspired, go on, but you deal with it wrong, you lose a whole yatra. So therefore, it's down to yatras that were lost, people didn't know what they're doing. The yatras that stayed, they knew what they were doing. It's nothing to do with people falling down. People fall down all the time. That's what was said by, what is his name? Chakravarti? Narahari Chakravarti, Krishna Bhajanamrita. He said, the time of Lord Chaitanya, hundreds of gurus fell down, senior Vaishnavas fell down. So that's not something that we make it sound one fall every few years, so it's like that. There's the time of Lord Chaitanya, so many are falling down. But you look at what's good and move on there. You're inspired by what's good. If all you can do is see the bad, then what's the point? Then what's the point?
That's good. need to be responsible.
We have to be responsible. Yes, we have to take responsibility. Now, let's just go back to one thing that you were saying there. Here is the person who has so much trouble. Give an example of making having the most difficulty, Prabhupada corrects, most difficulty, Prabhupada corrects. But what a following he gets. Right? So now, if he's right, so many people are good. And then from this, a derivative from this, the Chopati Yatra. They're a derivative of that. Even though he didn't survive, they did. So therefore, it was all worthwhile. You know what I'm saying? How many people in New Vrindavan? Knock me out. Right? How many people in Chopati? And that's Chopati. That's 10,000. Then go down to Pune. Then go over to, they got like seven different places.
All the places.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, New York. So, and that came from that. So if that they hadn't been there, if he had been gone, you wouldn't have this. So one follower understood things properly, how Prabhupada gave them. Though he learned from that position, that person. And he started all this. Does that make sense? So that's why what are these so many? You know what I'm saying? If we went by everybody being disturbed, everybody's disturbed by everything. You know? In other words, Guru does something, oh, we have to think about it. Sannyasi does something, oh, we have to think about it. You know, Brahman does something, we got to think about it. But if someone in management does something, the disgruntled, you know, malcontents, this, that. Nothing. So, is it really? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Om Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Jai Shri Prabhupada ki Samaveta Bhakti Vrinda ki Jai Nitai Gaura Prabhupada.